How do everyone? Welcome back to it's nice cozy Monday night there for a little talk about Gone and everything Gone and oh JB, you look the center of there, your little cozy cup there.
I'm feeling cozy,
Are
yeah.
you good? Are you good?
Yes, I'm good. I'm very tired. Like you
Just
kind of
finished
alluded
work,
to.
yeah.
Yeah,
Just
you
finished
alluded to
work.
this at the start of last week, but I've just started a new job and it's very full on. There's a lot. So, but this is lovely. It's literally,
This is the cool wet grass you
yeah.
need straight after.
Cool wet grass.
Well, it's lovely to have you on, JB.
Thank you very
And
much.
you. Jess, nice to have you. Je is it Jess, can I see in the background there the tinfoil method going on there with
Stick on my lovely tin foil. Every
Yeah.
time I open the door, there's this terrible sort of clanging sound, and I jump every time, but it's just foil moving.
Is that what it is? Just tin foil wrapped around there, is it?
Yeah.
Because when we were talking last, oh, yes.
Ooh.
Doing better than mine, I tell you.
Nice.
We were talking last time about the tin foil. Apparently, it's like, I think it was you, JB, was saying how it is pretty, it's a darn good, cheap method to kind of reflect light back and boost our little seedlings.
It's a good idea if you can do it, if you're allowed to
Well, Jess, lovely to have you. Thank you very much.
it.
Audrey, nice to see you
Yes.
again. We've
Good
just
to
been
be
talking
here.
before there, Audrey. It's been, you're cold and it's not cold over there. You know what I mean? It's like you feel a little bit cold to your bones there, but it's not that cold.
I'm very cold today, and it's not 18 below, so it's only just over freezing.
Mind the
So it's
sometimes,
almost a heat wave today, but I'm
Wow.
freezing.
Honestly, Audrey, since I kind of left, that 15th of August there, sometimes I've got to get a bath through the day just to warm up. Do you know what I mean? As soon as I get a bath, mind you know what I mean? I don't know what it is, but whoa,
You
man.
get cold to the bones, don't
Cold in the
you?
bone.
After if you've been chilled for too long.
That's how I feel this morning. Like there's no way to get warm enough.
Or a hot curry, that would do it there.
That's what chilies are for, yeah.
So, JB, anything been up? Anything going on out?
Yeah, we've got a few announcements to make at the
Ooh.
top of the show today. First one, a massive thank you to Chris Everest for our first ever super chat. Hooray! So if you ever want to send us a message in the live chat, or you want to ask us a question or something that you're going to be sure that we see, you can do a little paid super chat, and YouTube gives us a little bit of cash as well, so you can support the podcast. So thank you very much to Chris Everest.
We'll just go out and get bladdered with it.
Oh yeah,
Waitress.
we're
Waitress.
saving it all for the potty mouth Christmas party. And the other quick announcement, next Monday, very exciting, we've got the flower special. So we're going to be doing a big episode with loads of guests, all the old potty mouth crew talking about allotments at allotment flowers, basically flowers that people love to grow on their allotments for bouquets or cut flowers or biodiversity. Or we're going to get all the ideas because people like me and Tony don't know what we're
Oh,
doing when it
we are.
comes to flowers.
Well,
So
honestly, I don't know about you, JB, but I am so out of my depth.
I do one or two, and
You know what
that's
I mean?
it.
And I think it's lovely, as well, because the old fella was like mad keen, and I never
He had
got
all
it. I
sorts.
never, you know what I mean? And I know the lovely thought of walking down with a handful, of flowers for your wife, your partner. You know what I mean? That's a lovely thought, but I never just it never clicked. And Audrey sent us a couple of flowers over last year, Audrey, and I grew them and that, but this year I'm gonna go all in. I'm
Good.
taking all the clothes off, I'm putting them next to the pond, and I'm running book and I'm away in there. That's what I'll probably fail miserably,
Wow, that's a
maybe.
lot. You don't have to do
Oh,
that
yeah.
to grow
I'll end
flowers,
up with
though.
just a
I
couple
hope
of
you know
pansies. That's probably what's
that.
gonna happen with me, Jess, are you doing just like more flowers this year, or do you normally do like a hell of a lot of flowers anyways?
No, it's been kind of steadily increasing. I always have nasturtiums, obviously, and like calendula and stuff around. But yeah, it's the kind of the introduction. A couple of years ago, we bought some gladioli bulbs on the off chance, and they were magnificent. They were absolutely incredible. And they flowered like 3 years in a row, the same bulbs. So that's pretty exciting. And yeah, so slowly they're kind of creeping their way in. And this year, I've got loads to try. So I'm quite excited about
What kind of gets me as well is, have I missed the boat in a way? Because I'm all raised beds. Do you know what I mean? And like, you'd have to put your flowers in a raised bed. I know that sounds a weird kind of thing. I'm just kind of coming from like a board as flowers. You know, you see the English garden, you kind of flowers. Have I missed it? Have I still got, am I
I
still going
used
to
to
look
have a
like?
lot of, I used to find it really difficult when I would put the flowers in like the border or whatever, and then mum would want to pick them, to put in a vase. And if they're in a border, I find that really difficult for some reason. But I've started putting them in the raised beds in lines, in stripes, like they're a crop. And it's solved the issue. I'm now really like quite
Oh,
happy for them to be picked. So.
wow. All right. So, mum would come along and pick them because they were lovely to take back the house, and that you'd be irritated by mum. Oh, right. So, now, all right. Well, Jess, that's what I'll have to do then. I know we're talking about bloody flowers now, and it's not to
Yeah.
throw them in, like, because I think
We're
Steve did
jumping the
that.
gun here.
I think Steve did that as well, didn't he? Like,
Yeah, Steve had raised beds full of flowers for cropping.
That's where I grow most of mine.
I was going to ask you, Audrey, that's, yeah, is that just in the raised bed, right?
I
I'm
do mine
not.
more in clumps, but that's just preference. And if
Yeah.
you have a big enough clump, you can take some out and you don't really notice it.
Yeah, nice.
You just have to have a big clump.
The one year I was really successful with, those blackball cornflowers, those really, really dark black ones, stunning. I've grown them every year probably for about 7 years, and only 1 year did they grow really well. But it was just like that. It was just like this huge mass, and you could like grab a bunch, take the secateurs to it, walking home with like this bunch of flowers like this. You couldn't even tell you'd taken anything out of the bunch. It was so
Yes.
good.
Nice.
And I bet you know, like veg, like we always say, you like that kind of, oh, they taste nicer. Veg tastes nicer from the allotment. I bet flowers, they're nicer from the allotment. They last longer.
Well, they probably do because they're freshly cut, right?
Oh, she's not letting us get away. You get us
I'm
ticked,
not.
girl. You.
Sorry.
So that's when is that, JB? Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Next Monday, the flower special.
Right,
Yes,
so
you.
I've just got to apologize to everybody that I've already told it's on Friday. It's Monday. It's like
Yes, we're recording it on Friday. That's all, but
it's
it's going out Monday.
righty-ho.
Okay. Okay.
I've had to have Jess, I've had to have JB write it all down for us,
Yeah,
like in thick, in bold black and white, because there's a chili special coming up as well, and it's getting a little bit complicated for me little mind.
there's a lot going on. We're trying to branch out, expand. There's a lot of people to get on board. It's a lot. But we're getting there. We're getting there.
Audrey, what have you been up to then, and since the last seen you last week?
Started some pea microgreens that are doing beautifully. Worked a lot this week, so didn't do a whole lot of gardening. Bought a lot of seeds.
More seeds.
I did buy quite a few.
It's web design that you do, isn't it, Audrey? Like you design,
Yes.
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, flunky is that? Yes.
I
No.
so I had a project that I really just had to knuckle down and
It's
get
funny.
it.
I've had to do a like a 1 minute advert for my other channel, and it's just like, you know how almost like a scripted 1 minute,
Yeah.
man. Just like cut, cut, cut. You know what I mean? And like, just say the word, man, Tony. You know what I mean? Say the words. Oh. Jess, I hear in our little chat, you've had a bit of a nightmare with recording audio as well.
Bless you. Bless you.
Welcome to the gang. That's the horriblest feeling, isn't it? When you kind of think, right, I'll just quickly get this edited and I'll just cut. And it's just
Just
silence.
nothing. There was nothing there. And I kept thinking that it was a problem with, because I do it on the phone, like it goes up to the cloud and then I pull it down onto the iPad. And it's like, I just kept thinking, oh, there's a problem somewhere, like in the thing. But no, back to the source. No, nothing. Nothing at all. But I was saying to you lot, I was like, oh, but the light was on and I checked and everything. Well, I realized when I'm watching the footage back, the light's on, obviously, what I'm looking at. But the one on my chest, there's no light on.
Ah, yeah.
Like,
Right.
it's quite clearly no light. But I wasn't talking like that, so I didn't see it. So at least I know that there's a what's it called, like a signifier to show it's not working, because I was thinking that all the lights were on and it still didn't work. That would have
That's
been
that, yeah.
so frustrating.
That would be frustrating because you wouldn't know.
Because then you will never know, like from that point forward, it could just not be recording.
So it's just
But yeah.
rookie error, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So I've been up since, well, 4:30 this morning
Oh
doing. It just so happened that my boyfriend had to get up at 4:30, so I got up as well, and I've just been staring at the computer and like re-recording stuff since then until right now.
See?
So,
Blood, sweat, and tears for you.
it's dedication to your upload day. It is pure dedication, isn't it? It's impressive. Well done.
So that's what Jess has been up to. It's like, Jamie, what you've been up to then? And any gardening then? Because
A little
I
bit.
haven't seen your video, but I've seen your thumbnail where just didn't seem to. I don't know if it was just like, is it another massive job? I don't mean to like take the Mickey, like we know how many videos are going to come. It's a given there's going to be a few, but is it turning out to be a nasty.
I'm hoping there won't be too many. So for those who have missed it, it's another episode on my greenhouse base or my greenhouse rebuild. Episode two is on the base. And all things considered, it is going pretty quickly. I've learned a lot of lessons doing it first time round, and it's all going much smoother. The weather's much nicer as well. But I've just not been in the mood. I don't want to do it. I want to sit at home in my pajamas and play video games. After a really hard week at work, I was just really, Saturday morning, I really had a decision in front of me. I was like, this day is going to go one of two ways, pajamas or allotment. And I forced myself. I was like, just get out there, go and do it. And I hated every minute, but I did it anyway. I was up there for 7 hours. I got the frame off, a couple of really sodding bugger screws that I didn't want to come out of their face. took a bit of wrangling. Got the frame off, got the sleepers off, started digging out the foundations for the base, laying all the bricks, got it 95% level. There's a little bit more tweaking that needs to be done, but it was quite a big job. It took quite a long time.
7 hours,
Yeah, I did
Jamie.
have a little pizza break in the middle of that
Did you
though.
actually be in the comments? It'd be nice to hear what people, who's on the live chat. How long do you stay? Because for me, normally it's an hour, if that. If I had, I mean, in the olden days when I was building the polytunnel, yeah, you kind of. But on a regular,
Yeah.
it's an hour. The video's done. The job's done. You know what I mean? It's kind of back home. I would like to know. It'd be nice to know what folks that are listening to the live chat, how long they spend at their gardens. You know what I mean? Jess,
Yeah.
what do you on an average spend at yours? Are you a 7 hour
Yeah,
person?
I mean, in the summer, it does tend to be like you wake up, make some sandwiches, and go to the allotment, and like you're there for the full day. I mean, that's not necessarily like working the full day, but just up there. But yeah, recently it has been quite a few. I mean, this week we're really lucky when we had that really beautiful sunshine. We were up there a good whack of the day, but we lose the sunshine at this time of year. We lose the sun at like 2 o'clock. And even if it's been really, really lovely and warm, the moment that sun disappears, it's blooming freezing.
Yeah.
So yeah, you head off at 2 anyway, like even if you just can't really stick around. But
Your plot feels really homely though, Jesse. Like it feels like, so, you've got your swing
I've
seat
got my
set up
swing
and
sofa.
you make like noodles and stuff in spring and summer. It looks really nice. So I can imagine spending the whole day down there is quite nice.
Well, now I've got like the fire pit thing as well. I'm quite looking forward to that kind of starting up. But actually, I was talking about noodles. I was watching your video this morning while I was eating my crumpets at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was watching your video and you're looking really depressed. And I was like, "What is this game we're playing? This is terrible." And I'm sat there like chewing my crumpet in misery. But underneath your sleeper for like a lot of the video, it looks like you've just turfed out a bowl of noodles. It was only like later on when you were like, "Oh, this is such and such a." The whole time I was like, "What is that?" It's like,
It's bindweed, right? Is
yeah,
that what you,
it does
yeah,
just
there's,
look like, and it looks like instant packet noodles.
yeah, where I've pulled up the weed matting. I couldn't believe it. That has been slabbed and matted for like 3 or 4 years. And there's still just all this bindweed trying to grow up through it. And it just, yeah, it looks like noodles. Really quite grim.
What did you do with it then, JB? Have you? Would you
Yeah, just.
I was going to say, would you in that case, if you're going to kind of cover it all, would you weed kill it or not, or anything like that, or just.
It's getting slabbed again, so I'm not too worried, and I'm going to put a much thicker membrane on this time. So I dug it out a little bit, but it will still be there. It still kind of it tries to come out the side, and it's one of the issues I had with the current base is where I just had the sleepers on the soil. You would get weeds and stuff germinating right up against the sleeper, and you'd want to, pull it. And a load of soil would come with it. So over time, you were slowly kind of undermining the foundation with every bit of weeding. So yeah, this time I'm going to have sort of slabs around the outside as well, just to really cut down on that maintenance and
It
weeding problems.
just proves that bindweed can just like hang in there for you.
Yeah.
Cover me, cover me, cover me. I don't care. Cover me. I'll still be here. You know what I mean? It's just like, man. Anything else, Audrey? Are you kind of busy or just when you see microgreens growing, I guess they're germinated and looking
Yeah,
good.
they're up about inch and a half, but I kind of let my pea microgreens go a little longer because they're just really good. So I'll let them go up about 3 to 4 inches before I take them.
Oh, wow.
I still haven't done my little box off, Ian, from Growing Local. It's sitting, Jess, it's like your polytunnel. It just keeps looking at us and not. I'm not going there, Jess. I'm not going there. That was the, I said to myself, I'm not going to mention it. And I
Well,
went
what has it been?
and
15 minutes?
she
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's jump into onions then, JB, because I did see your picture. Well, you sent us a little video where
Oh, bloody hell, I forgot about this. I actually forgot about it.
your onions, you're
Oh.
throwing bags of coffee grounds on them for some reason.
Yeah, I haven't shown this on the video yet. I just sent video in on the WhatsApp to everyone. Oh yeah, I finally took the onions up to the greenhouse, because we had that super like cold snap. It went really, really cold, and I didn't want to turf them straight out. We could talk a little bit about what you're meant to do with the onions, but yeah, so I just had them in the boot, two trays, something kind of balanced, maybe a little bit precariously. I thought it would be fine. It wasn't fine. Massive kilograms of used coffee grounds to. Bang, straight on the onions, which have all just gone like that, and they're all
Have they
still
gone like
like
that
that.
though? Have they gone like snap?
There's a bit of snap, there's a
Right.
bit of flat.
Right.
It's like 50-50. One of the
That's
trays was pretty much okay, but yeah, I've just put them in the greenhouse,
well,
see what
JB,
they do.
I've got my these are me and I still haven't planted them. But weren't we talking were some people saying you can cut them? Do some or was that later? I can't remember what there was. But you could probably cut yours, couldn't you? Like the snap bits and
Maybe.
just.
Yeah, people do trim them. I think you generally take off the top third. I've never done it.
I haven't, no.
I've never really done it. I know we've spoken about it before.
So show you them again. Full
Yeah,
one.
are
Yeah.
they do they look healthy to everyone? Is that a healthy set of
Course
onions?
it's bloody healthy, man.
They
Look
look a
at them.
little
They look a little floppy to me.
they're a little floppy tiny.
Do you think? Are they watered? They
I
need
think
maybe some water?
that might be lack of light. I think they might be getting a little
Well,
bit.
I have actually, JB, that's possibly.
See,
Yeah,
Jess's
see,
have got a bit more.
those look,
Oh, look at
yeah.
Jess's.
Mine are all going this way because they've been under a shelf and the light's been over there, so they're all
That's
like, but.
the tinfoil method there,
Yeah.
proven. I'm au naturel, but I'm not now, JB. I've hooked up some sort of rig system for me. Chilies, because I thought my chilies were just kind of a little bit. And if anyone didn't know, I was pestering JB to send us. JB got this light off eBay. Just it was just a 20 quid light, like the what do you call them, the arms tentacle octopus ones. I set it up, JB. Another nightmare of a kind of day setting it all up. Yeah, it works great if you want to switch it on and off manually, like yous all do. But
Oh, Tony, not that.
When you put a
On and
smart
off
plug on it,
manually?
when you put a smart plug on it, it doesn't work. Because
Yeah, when you the one
when you
I've got,
knock
when
it
you flip it
off,
on, it doesn't automatically come on. You have to press another switch.
So it was like, oh, I was like, oh, no, no, no. But then I didn't realize, I forgot. I've got, them big mother ones up there. But if you remember, I had the propagators came with some. So I've got the ones that came on the propagators balanced on little net mesh boxes at the moment. It's such a Ron,
Nice.
is it Ron, got Ted Heath method or whatever you call it. But there's light now in there, because I was thinking there's not enough light. When like 6 till 10, I was only getting, we worked it out. So maybe looking at Jesse's
Yeah.
compared to mine, I don't know. I mean, it's not dry ordinary.
Okay, that looked like they were just flopping for that, but
Well, but I think
yeah, if you don't have light on them,
Jesse's
I
are
would.
kind of like that. You know what
They've been pretty collapsed, so I keep forgetting to water them because everything else I've got is I've just brought them up here to like for this. They're downstairs and everything else is up here. So I'm like diligently with my little watering can up here and they just keep getting left. But they're just having a tough life.
They're
So
pretty tolerant though, aren't they,
yeah, I was
onions?
gonna
You can
say.
kind of you can mistreat them a little bit, I think. Maybe don't drop 2 kilograms of used coffee grounds on them, but otherwise. Should we talk a little?
How's yours doing, Audrey?
Yeah, go on.
My onions have absolutely no activity yet.
No, not
So,
germinated.
but I only put them in last week.
Yeah,
So I expect maybe this week I'll see some little sprouts come on it. But I ordered some
least
different
I've got some,
onions
Audrey.
that aren't here yet. So I'll be sowing more when those seeds arrive.
Nice.
So.
Well, Mark from my allotments dropped this packet of seeds, JB, through me door, and I didn't know who it was at first. These are onions,
Mystery seeds.
bonus. I don't know if it'll show you, bonus F1s from King Seeds, onion rot resistant, apparently.
No way.
I'm telling you, that's what
What
they
are they
call it.
called? Bonus plus what?
Onion bonus F1. Now, I
Bonus
don't know if
F1.
that's what it says, King Seeds. That's what
Oh,
we got them
wow.
from. You got them from look at everyone's right. Go on, write it down there, Jess.
I'm having a
I
look.
know. Now,
Now, JB's already at King Seed ordering some.
I saw online last week, like Audrey, like I think about a week ago. I haven't got anything yet come through. So if they are kind of onion, do you mean that would be fantastic?
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
I don't believe it for a second.
Word on
No
the
way.
street, JB. It's word on the street.
Onion
It's a bizarre name for an onion plant. Onion bonus F1. Do you know what I mean?
bonus, yeah. I'll be watching closely. I'll be watching closely.
Cool. Are they on? Are you on the Kings?
Am, yeah, it's the first thing that came up.
Does it say anything there about them or?
It actually doesn't. A good tolerance to downy mildew, but nothing about white rot, I don't think. Does it say it on the packet?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, is
It's
it just
word of
what he's
mouth.
told you?
It's word of mouth. Oh, look, he's gone.
Oh,
He's pulled his
no. How
cable.
has he done that?
It doesn't see it. But I'm
Oh,
hoping
being
it is.
censored by King Seeds.
Yeah, King Seeds has just cut JV off. I'm sure I can hear him there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm
So,
still here.
are you
Well,
still
sort
there?
of. There
There
you
you
go.
go. There you
Hey.
go. There you go. Did you pull
That's
your cable out?
concerning. No, I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's going, JB. That camera's got to go. Bite the
I'm
bullet.
attached to it. Yeah. Every time I just get used to it again and think it's been reliable and fine, that's when it gets a little bit funny again. But should we talk about what you're meant to do with onions? Like an ideal little onion timeline? Because I realized in the onion episode, we didn't actually, it wasn't much of a how-to either. So I think there's, oh, have I gone again?
Now
Ah,
you're, yeah.
oh,
Oh.
JB.
All right, someone else talk about onions for a little
Come
bit.
on.
Jesse, you're the expert. You took it.
I was just settling in to
I
find out
know.
what
I
I'm
don't
supposed to
think
be
I
doing.
think he's had he's been working on a script. Well,
You are.
I think
You're
I
back.
will actually cut them, to be honest, just to see, because I've never tried cutting them before. Do you know what I mean? So
I've only ever cut leeks. I always cut leeks when I'm planting them, but never done with onions.
I'm
I
sure
guess
it's
it's
onions
like,
when they're bigger than that.
I've never cut them that small.
right.
No.
Is that when it is to cut them when they're bigger? I've never done it. Right. And what's
I
the
don't
point?
always do it, but when they start to flop too early, I don't want the necks to get damaged. So
Right.
I've cut them for that reason.
Right.
If the, you know, I don't have all those little, I know when people grow them for huge onions, they have like these little things that they put the greens in so they stay up. I'm not gonna faff with
Oh, I'm
that.
not.
No,
Oh,
that's too much. Yeah.
I'd always thought the word, you know, like once they kind of flop, it's time to. Why would yours flop before the time to pick? Is it like,
Well, that's what my problem was, and they were doing that, so I
right?
cut them off. But not much, just what was flopping. But I cut it across evenly, so they looked a little tidier. But and then I made pesto out of the tops that I cut off.
Nice.
It's so resourceful. Right.
Well, you know, need something to do.
So, Tony, when are you planning on pricking those out?
About 2 weeks ago, JB,
Yeah.
that was the kind of thought, you know what I mean? And it was, you know, when you, it's like almost like I can hear you going, well, I told you so, because them trays are up at the allotment.
Yeah.
It's again, it's pouring down outside, absolutely pouring down. A full waterproofs to take the dogs. And I, you know, I should have just probably, when I had the waterproofs on, gone up there and got the trays. But I'd have to do it either on a kitchen table. And it's just like, so as soon as I can, I will, is the time frame. Is that a good enough time frame? As soon as I can, I will.
It
So
is, yes.
I mean, I'd certainly want the red ones done. The Rinsberg ones, I can kind of, I'm hoping maybe these bonus F1s might be the ones that, you know, especially if I can get away with white rot, not having that. That
Yeah.
means I can grow an onion. Do you know what I mean? But we will see. I might not even have enough room, JB, for onions because of bloody flowers everywhere.
You can polyculture. Bit of onion, bit of flowers in the
Yes.
same bed. But
That's
yeah, I
how I
think,
do it. Just
yeah.
put them all in together.
The ideal timeline, I think, probably is about 3 weeks after the Boxing Day sowing, isn't it? If you've done it in a seed tray, probably 2 or 3 weeks. Once they're starting to get, you know, nice and clumped up, that's when you want to individually put them into cell trays. And then I think the idea is definitely don't need any heat, but you do want to get them under light. And you don't have to have, for onions, I don't think, artificial light. They don't need as much light as something like a chili or an aubergine or a tomato, but they are going to require some light.
Well,
So either.
that's contradiction then, JB, because you can see, just show yours again compared to mine. Because look, I mean, these were sown on the 2nd of January, so I was a little bit kind of late anyways. But Jesse's are kind of almost ramrod straight. Do
Yeah.
you know what I mean? All that.
Mine haven't been under artificial light.
Yeah, mine neither. Mine looked like Jesse's,
They're
and they were just on the
just,
windowsill.
yeah, they're just in the conservatory.
Well, then I wonder if they just haven't been transplanted quick enough
Yeah,
then.
that it could be transplanting.
Yours are definitely longer than mine. Like,
That's what the vicar said.
oh,
I couldn't, you know, when something like that comes along, you've got to just take a chest, I'm afraid. But I guess they're about 6 inch, you know, six. I'm not even going to go there.
yeah,
You know
mine are
that.
like
They're going to be long anyways.
mine are not
Yeah.
as long as they're about my little finger length, the these.
Don't think,
Don't think
yeah,
I'm not
because
worried about them, to be honest. You know what I mean? They'll just kind of.
I think once you pluck those out and get them into a tray, they'll kind of get a new lease of life. Oh, yeah. When are you aiming to plant yours out, everyone? Because I always have in my head around the middle of March
I
for
was
my
gonna,
onions.
well, I was gonna say sometime in March, end of March, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just it. I know that's what we're saying. This is like almost like this is what you do, but it never works. I out like that, JB. Do you know what I mean? I should have pricked them out 2 weeks ago. It's just there's always like this a rolling month, should we say, where you know what I mean? You've got a rolling month of kind of. I mean, I planted, and I can't remember when I did it. You know, the Ishikawa spring onions. So they're about, I'd say, that big there now. All they've all come through. So it'll be interesting to see if they flop as well. But they're getting maximum daylight and maximum artificial light in this Ron Heath. What is that? What do you call it? Ron Heath method. I'm sure there's a
I've got
name.
no idea. I think that
I think
one's
it's
over
like
my
made with
head.
like sellotape and glue, you know what I mean? That kind of I feel
Now,
like I'm
JP, the chat will help us out.
yeah.
The
I feel like
chat
now,
will be
JP,
there.
you
Let us
said
know what the hell we're talking about, please. Yeah.
Who's Ron?
JB, you mentioned that they don't like artificial light or they don't need it.
No, they don't need it necessarily. I don't
Okay.
think they mind it. But I've seen a few questions where people are sort of saying, do I need to buy lights for my onions? And they definitely don't need it. I mean, this is an east-facing windowsill, and mine were on there fine. They weren't getting much light after kind of 1 o'clock, and they were just fine. So
Because
yeah,
I
I
put
think.
mine in my lights. I just put all my stuff in the same place.
Yeah,
So I've always
they'll
wanted
probably.
them. Yeah,
They'll do
I want
better
more
and grow
efficient.
faster with longer light, but
Yeah.
they definitely don't seem to mind low light in the same way that a lot of other things will get completely leggy. I think.
Just remember, JB, Audrey's been growing onions way longer than you've had to
Oh.
be wearing nappies. How are you, lad? Just,
I
respect Audrey as
was
she
doing. I
grows.
think I've been doing it before he was even wearing nappies. Okay,
Yeah.
that
And
would
he was
really
still
be
in
my
two
guess.
parts. Oh dear me.
So have you
But
always then, Audrey, used to use lights just because the lights are there with other things? So you've had the
yeah, so I just keep all of my stuff under
huh?
there. But that's kind of good to know if I, because sometimes when it
Space.
comes to like April, I have so much going that something's got to get out of there because I just don't have the room for it. So
Yeah.
maybe I'll pull the onions this year.
And especially like when you do prick them out into them kind of foot trays, that's a big footprint, you know what I mean? Especially like on a kitchen bench or a 4 foot by 6 foot greenhouse, you know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
tough, tough
Well,
love.
I'm gonna put mine in a 288 cell tray. 'Cause I'm hoping to get them all in one tray.
What happens? I'm
Right.
just trying to picture that there, like
Yeah, how is that like 228 cells in what space? Is it like
10 by 20.
inches?
Yes.
Oh, so like a.
They must be tiny little.
Oh yeah, they're probably 3/4 of an inch around.
Audrey,
Interesting.
my pencil to
Interesting.
dip the holes wider than the
Oh
hole
yeah,
you.
no, you need to use a little teeny. So when the new ones come in, I'm like actually gonna just start them in there.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
transplant the other ones in.
Yeah.
Because then I don't have to fiddle. But
I am
I
glad
was
I
thinking,
started
why
mine in
didn't I think
trays.
of that? Because I have one of those. And that'd
How
be
will you get
perfect
them
for
out?
onions.
Have they got holes in the bottom? Because.
Kind of, but I would just, gently yank them.
If you've
Dip them
got
upside down,
how
smash them
many you
out.
got, Audrey? If you've got 200 odd, you can waste a few just fine.
288, so I can afford to lose a few if I have to.
What's any more onion?
I think that's the main stuff. I just wanted to give people a little rough timeline because I know that a lot of people started them on Boxing Day and have probably been looking at them like, what do I do now? What do I do
Yeah.
next?
Now, do
I'm
you
going to do mine
fertilize?
this week.
Do you
Yeah.
fertilize yours at all when they're indoors?
I don't.
See, I
Audrey,
give them
I'm
a
using
little.
Silver Grow now. It doesn't need anything. I'm with the
Oh,
in crowd
wow.
now. You know what I mean? I've got like the best of the best.
Yeah, I will say Silver Grow isn't known for its richness.
Oh,
Silver Grow is great for
no.
its texture, Tony. That's the main thing you're getting
Now
with
you
Silver Grow
tell
is the
us.
texture.
Now you tell us. I traveled 50 mile there and
It
50 mile back to get this bloody stuff.
has it's got Osmocote in it, which are tiny little, if you see them, tiny little kind of clear balls in there, and that's little fertilizer. It's a nitrogen heavy fertilizer just for a little bit of longevity. But it's not like something that's been loaded with blood, fish and bone or feed or something. But for your seedlings, you don't need too much nutrition, really. But once you get those pricked out and into new cells, they'll have a while to get their roots going in there before they need anything else. Is anyone else so If you go from a small tray to cells, is there an in-between stage for you, Jess, or are they going to
You mean
go
from
from?
this size to
Yes. So Tony's is going to go into cell trays, probably. You wouldn't put
yes.
those out in the ground, would you? Because it's too
No.
early and too cold. But Jess, do you have a middle stage, or are yours
No.
going to go from there into the ground?
Normally they would go from there into the ground. But I'm gonna try middle stage this time. I mean, normally I do
Ooh.
with Zabrun, I always prick them out individually. Yeah. I haven't, I mean, I've done it before, but you know, this year I'm going to go like properly, and I'm also not going to hold on to all of the ones that I don't prick out. Like, I'm going to prick out the number that I need, or maybe like slightly extra, and then just use the rest of them like spring onions or whatever, not just try and dot them around all over the place. Because with like the Allium leaf miner and the white rot and the this, that, and the other, when you've got onions dotted everywhere and you've got all of these things, it's very difficult to kind of keep track where the rot is setting in, you know. So I'm going to be quite disciplined on the onion front this year.
Mine, I
Nice.
do like that, what you just said there, though, Jess, of like dotting them in a little roll for spring onions. I used to love
Yeah, I'll
doing that
just
with
use them
the
as that.
spare sets, you know what I mean? And getting them. So I like that idea. Do you know what I mean? I'm not intending to grow too many, but to be honest, Jess, I kind of see the point of like another stage from say that to the cells, or even after the cells, another stage. I've seen folks do it. And I'm thinking, that's just like, get them
I
in the
mean,
ground.
people do their like show onions, don't they? And they
Ah,
get very, very
yeah.
serious about
Yeah.
that kind of thing.
But what will yours go into, Jesse? If you've got an extra stage after that cell, what will you put them into?
Well, because they're just I haven't individually sown them, they're just like in clumps.
Oh, I see. So
That's
you're going to prick those out into like another tray, and then
it's one of
each
those.
little, and then they'll have more space in
So
each
they'll
cell.
go, but I haven't put masses of them in there. So I'll prick out probably, so there's four sort of clumps in each of this. I'll probably prick out two sets of them, get the really good ones and grow them on for proper onions, and then the rest of them will just be, yeah, lined up for like spring onion fodder.
I see.
Because I do not need that many like full-size onions. That's basically the whole allotment. So
Mine, it is a
it's
time now to kind of re-sow spring onions. Do you know what I mean? It's like every, you know what I mean? You can certainly kind of just keep on every 3, 4 weeks, just doing another batch, another batch, another batch. So if anyone's got more spring onions, I have got these White Lisbon off grown local there as well. So
Nice.
get some of them.
Now, how do you all fertilize your onions?
If I'm gonna do it in the trays or anything, I'll just give them a really weak seaweed feed because that's basically my multi-purpose feed. I do like a seaweed feed at about half dilution or half the makeup rate. And I find for young seedlings, sometimes that can just give them a real little boost. You know, it'll make them look at that little bit darker. They'll kind of perk up. And I just tend to use that on pretty much all my seedlings. It works quite well. I sometimes do it as a foliar feed as well.
Yeah.
A little bit of a misting with the
But
seaweed.
once you plant them, do you use anything different?
Chicken feed, chicken pellets for me, Audrey. So when they go in the ground in the last stage, whatever that'll be, then I'll probably throw handfuls of chicken shit, you know, like the chicken pellets.
Yeah.
You get them in a big, like a nice big tub. And that's again, that's like almost my, like, you know, it's almost like just throw that thing everywhere, you know what I
Well,
mean?
they like nitrogen while they're, you know, before they start bulbing. So that's a
Mm.
perfect thing
No, that's what, so I
to
use
side
that,
dress
and
them with.
I can't remember if I used the, because I was using the horse feed, you know, the alfalfa horse feed. I don't know if anyone's ever used that before. I seen on Charlie Dowden was using it. So it's just like horse pellets, do you know what I mean? I was just kind of throwing it on as a kind of general fertilizer just on my beds, and it's a rock hard solid pellet that you can imagine the horse is eating, but once the rain comes and the worms come, and just bring it down. But definitely for onions,
Interesting.
and I'm sure there was something else that Steve recommended for the onions as well. I can't think off the top of my head, would they normally kind of, apart from the onion white rot, bulletproof. Do you know what I mean? They're kind of, the grow, and they grow lovely even with the onion white rot, but it's only when you lift them and you think this is a waste of time.
I know you can buy a specialized onion fertilizer, but I've never really looked at it properly. I think the garlic farm on the Isle of Wight sell it. It's really
Oh,
expensive.
it's, well, JB, I got some of that with the. With the I bought like a set and it came in like a nice fancy box and you got this like little plastic tub of it. I didn't notice a damn difference, if I'm honest, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I've never fertilized mine, but I've never really had amazing onions, so I could probably stand to do a bit. What do you use, Audrey? Do you have a special
I
onion
use
recipe?
and this is my sorry, I'm trying to think. I use bone meal,
Okay.
I think. See, I always get bone meal and blood meal mixed up, but then when I get the
Yeah.
package out, it, because I think bone meal is the more nitrogen rich one.
Because we do use over here blood, fish, and bone.
Yeah,
Right.
that's the all-purpose one, isn't it? That's
Yeah.
all of it
Yeah.
kind of mixed into a nice
Yeah.
balanced
I
thing.
like the one that's really heavy nitrogen. And I think that's bone meal.
Bone meal is, according to Google, 315-0. So that's not the heavy
Wow.
nitrogen one.
Nope, that's not the nitrogen one. Then it's blood meal.
Blood meal NPK is 12-0-0. So
Thank you. See,
yeah.
I knew even when I said it, I thought I bet it's the other one.
Yeah.
It
I always
is.
get the N, the P, and the K
I
mixed
don't
up
know
as well.
why those are two terms I just can
So,
never
what, Audrey,
get
when
straight.
does this for when you put yours, the last stage, into the ground
Yes.
to fall, like for the, you
And
know, the fight?
I'll maybe give them two doses of it. But the greens get really big and then it really gives your bulb a shot. But then
Nice.
once it starts bulbing, you don't fertilize. Just let it do its thing.
Yeah.
Mind, I still like a small onion. Do you know what I mean? I know that's a kind of weird thing to say. I'm quite happy with a small onion if it's like from golf ball size to small tennis ball. There, just as
You know why
Jamie,
I
they're a lot
don't?
more work. They're a lot more work, aren't they?
Yes, there's so much work. And if your onions are starting to go, you know, they're not going to last you the whole season until the next ones are ready. So you
Yep.
got to chop them all up and throw them in a freezer. And those little piddly onions, what a pain. I
I
get
really
it. It's
agree.
enough
One
for
little
one
onion, though.
meal.
Well, see, that's see, Audrey, we're different because that one little onion for us is we have a salad every night, nearly every night, like
Yeah.
a salad. So
Oh,
that's
yeah. I'm saying
one.
it's great for one day. But when you're going to process 288 onions, you need them a little bigger.
I still have a box downstairs of all of my shallots that weren't like, I used the big ones. I say big, but like the visible ones. I used them really quickly. And I've got all these like ones that are kind of skinnier than my finger, and they're all just sitting there waiting to be used. And I'm not going anywhere near them. There's masses of them. So, oh no.
Yeah, at some point, you want it to be an easy process or easier, right?
Sometimes,
Yeah.
Audrey, we've just got to take what we're given, and 90% of the time, mine are just tiddlers. Do you know what I mean? So I'm walking back from
Well,
the
then I'm
office and
very
these like
glad that you're
marbles.
happy with that. I'm very glad you're
I am
happy with
happy,
that.
Audrey. I've learned to love them. What, JB, you mentioned grow lights.
Yes, I was going to ask a super quick question for everyone in the chat about grow lights and budgets, because I've just been wondering about this recently, like what most people would be willing to spend on a grow light. Like, there's a lot of people who are flat out like, I never want to buy a grow light ever. You know, I want to do it kind of naturally. I just want to do it with the sun, which I really, if I didn't grow chili peppers, I don't think I would have ever invested in a grow light. But there's such a, what I find frustrating about them is you can get them for around 20 or 30 quid, and you can get them for about 100 quid. And like the middle ground there is like quite hard to find. Like the really good reliable brands that come with like nice warranties and good customer support and stuff, you're looking at normally for a normal kind of light is starting at about £80. And I just wondered if like most people in the chat watching now would be willing to pay that, or if you're only ever going to be interested in like a 20 or a 30 quid light from Amazon, do you
Jimmy,
know?
them ones up there, I don't know whether I dare get one down. They're like 300
Or come
odd,
crashing down.
300 odd pound. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? And I think they're for a different customer.
Well, that
Because, you know
is
what I mean?
definitely a part of it.
I think they're for a totally different customer. So not your chili and not your, you know what I mean? But something that needs to
A
be
full
dried out
season
and
indoor grow. Yeah.
yes. And I think that there's a lot of money in that avenue. And I've seen a couple of like YouTube channels where they honestly they go into the detail. It's a bit like like the tech specs from a phone. Do you know what I mean? They're all the same. The camera's basically the same. But with the lights, it's like the spectrometer this and they're measuring the light intensity and it's and I don't think I don't know for us, your 20 quid but ones will be ideal, I would have thought. Just they weren't good for me because, like I say, I like to have them on timers. Do you know what I mean? That's the only thing.
Well, the thing is, I've been approached by a company to like do some
Grab it,
videos on
man. Bloody
some.
grab it.
Yeah, but they're really expensive, and I just don't really know if it's worth it for the allotment audience, you know, the people who are watching our videos and the community that we're part of. It just I don't know if it quite feels right, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'll say, because we can't see the chat there now, I'll say
Yeah.
95% folks wouldn't want to spend that kind of money,
I think
over
you might be
100,
right,
let's
yeah.
say, on a light. Because they're great for chilies, but then March comes.
And you
That's
don't
it.
need them.
Yeah. The company asked me to do a video every month. And I was like, they're not going to be on in April. Well, they'll maybe be on in April, but by May they'll be in the cupboard, you know. One thing that is interesting, I was talking to Ian from Growing Local, and he was saying that if you're starting flowers under lights and they're getting leggy, it's because flowers can need like 4 or 5 times as much light as vegetables. So if you're a good, you know, really into your foot. Audrey, you do a lot of flower starts.
Yes, I
Do you
do.
find that's true? Would you need to give more
Well,
light?
I leave my lights on probably 16 hours a day.
Yeah. And you've got
So,
quite high-end stuff. You've got all the shelves and these are
yeah.
quite nice.
So I haven't found that.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, I
It's one
haven't.
I need to look into, and we'll be doing a few more flowers this year. I will say the ones that I started of Jess's that were just under one of the cheap £20 ones all just went so leggy. You know, carnations and lupins and all this kind of stuff, just stretching for the light that it wasn't getting. So that's why I've just bought that little purple one down there that you can see now on top of the other ones.
So
But yeah, it's interesting.
let's wipe the slate clean. We're not YouTube, high personalities. Jess, how much would because let's just say you need a light. Let's say that you need a light for your chilies. How much would you be willing to spend on a light?
I mean, I think it depends. I mean, last year I was approached by quite a few companies, like Spider Farm and all those kind of places. But what I was, they have very high intensity light, but they don't, it's only like they're in their, what's it called, like their footprint, like it's
Yeah.
not splaying around very much. And I don't need, I mean, I'm not trying to maximize my profits out of plants. Like it's not, I don't need that. So I said no. I said I didn't want them. And that's when I bought my like spaghetti ones, which were, I think they were £35 each, and I bought one and then I bought two more later on. So yeah, I mean,
But
100 quid basically, but the spread that they'll
exactly.
do is so much bigger than if I'd spent 100 quid on one square.
Yeah.
So
I think I agree because yeah, you can get much more coverage from three of those individual ones, and sometimes for those cheaper lights, that's all they need. I think what I want is just for like a really good a company with a really good reputation, can't speak, to be selling the lower end, the cheaper lights just for the seedling stage, you know, just a little bit of red and blue and white for your seedlings. But I'm pretty sure the ones that all of us have got, those cheap ones, are all sold by different no name, or like They've got names, but they're really like no brand companies on Amazon, because even the instruction booklet doesn't have their branding on it. It's just like a product code. And I'm sure if we looked at all our different brands, they're all the same. But they're like, you know, if they do go wrong, you can't really,
Well,
maybe
even the
Amazon will give you a
pictures, JB,
refund,
you're
but
all the same, because I noticed, when I realized this didn't work, this like on off switch on me smart plug, I went to Amazon and I thought everyone looks the same little switch. So that's
Can't
I'll
you
just
leave
I'll
that little switch on all the time?
it knocks off already when the timer goes off on, like, say
Oh.
I have it knock, and you have to press this little switch again for whatever. It's a bit,
Okay.
I think they said in the manual, which is about that big, you know what I mean? Like, and you roll it out, like, and it's like tiny writing. It's for protection against like thunderstorms or something like that. I don't know, you know what I mean? So, but there's
Interesting.
no way I would spend, I forget what the name, they're Mars Hydros, the big things up there. And they're about, they do are lovely long things, you know what I mean? And you, one does. Do you mean I had three of them and they're just ideal, but cost a
For that
fortune.
money, not for that money, not for
It's a
what we're
different
using them for.
clientele, I think. You know what I mean? Totally.
The one I've got up there, the P100 or 1000 from Viper Spectra, was £80, and that was a birthday present, you know. So that wasn't sent by the company or anything. And I love it because it's like I've just got reliability for my chilies. You know, they're like my one precious crop. You know, they're my favorite thing to grow. So I'm really happy I've got that. And I would have spent that on, you know, probably on my own money if I had a choice. But if I had to buy like two or three, it's like no. And like you say, Jess, it's not the smallest footprint because it's got the power. So if you crank it up to 100 and raise it up, it'll
Yeah,
do, you know,
it will do some spread.
two
But
or
isn't
four
JB,
trays.
isn't that meant to go in one of those tents?
They're kind of designed for that, yeah.
So that footprint with all the sanded silver walls is probably ideal. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? So, and I suppose you could
Nice.
use them for chilies, but
Yeah,
the
people do.
indoor
Yeah,
grow tents would.
you can do full grows in grow tents.
But I've seen them videos where they're like set up and it's just like a whole, there's fans going off, there's air.
Extractor fans
Yes.
and humidity regulation and
You know what I mean?
temperature and
So
oh,
I think
it's a
we're
lot.
just, the users for the kind of publicity. It's not the right, you know what I mean? The lights are not the
It's
right.
just, yeah, it gives them a legitimate audience, doesn't it, for that? But because like your chilies, you're never going to be able to sell your chilies for enough to pay for the kit if you do it that way. That's not going to happen. But
No. I'll be interested to see the
you only
comments.
need them for such a short amount of time. That's the thing. Like I'm not growing anything that needs that. It is literally just the chilies and the aubergines. And like if I want to start, I'm doing flowers this year, but normally I wouldn't even start my flowers until like March time. The things that I normally grow, in which time they just started in the greenhouse anyway. So I wouldn't ever, I've
Yeah.
never used lights for flowers before. It's always just this. And then by the time I'm hoping, like how it's supposed to work, by the time you've potted your chilies into individual pots and they're too big for the light, well then there should be enough light outside, supposedly. So
So why just then did you go for two more then? How big is your spread now with?
mainly because I don't have much horizontal space. I've just got this like the shelving unit, the aluminium shelving unit.
All right, so you're
And
on.
obviously each light like
Right.
will only fill that space because obviously it won't go through. So
Ah,
and
right.
it's got three shelves basically for that, because I think if I had a much
Why
broader
not think of that? You know what I mean?
but
Right, I
like
get then.
if I had like a really wide space that I could do it on, I would not need that many, but it's little, so
No, I never thought of that. You know what I mean? Common sense to it. How are you, man? God's sake. So, Audrey, we've never asked you how much would you spend or how much.
Oh, I knew this was coming. No, I think it, okay. I'm just going to say this. As I've gotten older, I want to buy something one time. I don't want to buy a cheap one and then keep going back and buying another one. So, with that said, depending on where I have room for it, because right now I have eight lights on those four shelves. So if I was going to set up a different area, See, and I just bought what I needed. I bought the 4 foot shop lights, those big fluorescent. And then I bought the full spectrum grow lights to go in them. So
Oh,
I'd
nice.
probably still do the same thing because it works. It doesn't cost much to run it.
You haven't told me the price, Audrey. You're a
I
good
don't remember.
politician.
Oh, the total price I'd pay? The lights are going to be the most expensive piece. I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to say I would spend $100 if it was really going to help me, and that was, and then I was going to have it for years and years and years. I would, because then I don't have to fiddle with it. But I'm not young like these two down here, so
Kids, man.
you know. That's one of the reasons that I really love that one. It's the kind of certainty and reliability that you get with
Yeah,
something
and you're
like
not
that.
going to
It's
be
just,
looking for a new one for 10 or 15 years,
yeah, it's
right?
peace of mind, you know.
Yeah,
Do they
yeah.
not, Audrey, do they not degrade over time though? Let's say if JB had that one 10 years, surely the LEDs are going to be a lot weaker.
I don't know if they are. I mean, we put LED in our, when we redid our kitchen, we put them as the under cabinet lights, that go on the counter. And they pretty much told us the lights are going to outlive us because they're LEDs. And I thought, hallelujah. Like, that's somebody else's problem then. It's not going to be mine. So I think LED really, I don't know how much they would degrade.
Yeah,
But I
interesting.
bet you could test it to see if it's degraded much. But I don't know.
I guess
Yeah.
you know when your chilies aren't or your plans aren't looking the best 1 year, you know what I mean? So
I wonder what the company says is their, I mean, not their guarantee, because their guarantee is always really short, but
Yeah,
yeah.
they do.
I wonder,
Their
yeah.
expected lifespan.
They have like an hour rating, and I think it's like in hundreds of thousands of hours of running.
Yeah.
I think the actual
Yeah.
guarantees are like on years, so it's like between 2 and 5 years depending on the company. But I do think they're built to last. Interesting discussion though. Anyway,
Yes,
thank you everyone. I enjoyed
definitely.
that. That was
Any other burning topics,
I've got
Jess?
one thing I just want to ask in, or you lot, but also anybody in the comments. Have you ever grown Monge 2 broad beans?
Is
Because
that where you'd eat the pod?
you eat the pods. So because today I was looking at flower seeds on Suttons,
How is that
and
possible?
it,
Sorry,
well, this
I
is the
know.
thing.
So,
It was,
yeah, I'm intrigued.
yeah, so you said they were sold out, which was really infuriating. But they were called Sono. I think it was Sono, but they were called Monge 2 broad beans. And the picture of them, they just looked like slightly fatter French beans, but they were most definitely growing on a broad bean. But you pick them when they're finger length. JB is not keen. Look at
And
that
they
face.
look, you can, they're furry. They look just like broad beans. You can see they're furry inside. Stereo, I think they're
Stereo,
called.
that was it. But I was really intrigued by it, and I just want to, because I've eaten like broad beans still in their shell before when you put them on the barbecue, like whole, but you pick them young. But in the description, it said they were like the sweetest broad bean, known to humanity or some such, And then I just want to know if anybody else has tried them
So
before I.
you put a broad bean on a barbecue, Jess, and then you've had the whole thing.
Yeah.
Hey, right, what's that like?
If they're really young, it's nice. If they're at all not really young, it's absolutely revolting.
Did you when GB said that burst?
Yeah. So do you cook them
Yeah,
in the
really
pod and then
gross.
pop them out? Is that what you mean?
No,
Or
you
you mean
eat the
eat the
pod.
pod? Eat
You
the
eat the
pod.
pod. Yeah.
Wow.
But that would have been like, because somebody told me that you could do that, so I've tried it. And it was actually, if you, as long as you get them young enough, they were quite nice. But
So
that
they're
would
not
have been.
furry inside yet when they're that young.
I think if you pulled it apart, you would probably see fur, but they don't, it doesn't taste it when you're eating it. Like you can't tell
Oh.
that. But if you like look inside a French bean and you pull them apart, sometimes they've got like slightly weird sort of furry inside. But yeah, I
I'm
just
just.
want to know, has anybody grown them? And Were they revolting?
I'm just wondering who's told you, Jess. That's what I'm wondering. Who's this person that said, put them on the barbecue? They're lovely.
There's a girl opposite us who's French, and she was like, yeah, we just, because she was picking them really tiny, and I was a bit like, you haven't left your broad beans on long enough, lady. But she was like, no, she's going to eat them. I
Actually,
know.
it's I've never even heard of them, Jess, to be honest. Or
No, interesting.
I'd
Yeah,
never
that
heard of a
is.
variety that was specific for it. It was only just when I was trawling through the seeds, like, today.
I do like Marge too, mind you. That is, it's a nice. I kind of seem to grow them a lot easier than peas. You know what I mean? So very nice.
Well, and if you let them grow long enough, they turn into peas, Tony. That's the
I
good
forget
part, right?
the make I did last year, but got a huge crop, to be honest. And yet I did some, like, I don't know, maybe two or 3 months later for a second crop, and they just failed miserably. Same packet, just a different bed, and just didn't germinate very well, and just, and it was like that kind of, I'm going to say, May, June time, where you think, oh, they'll jump away. They'll jump away and just feel miserably, to be honest.
Peas are definitely one of those things that I would say that succession sowing, but to the extent of more than you think you're going to need, because they do seem to, you kind of catch a sweet spot and they just grow brilliantly and you get masses of peas and nothing seems to attack them. And you plant them like 2 weeks either side and they're just, you get nothing. So if you just keep going, you tend to hit it at some point.
That's good advice. I think I've only ever had the bad spots for peas.
Have
Probably get a handful here and there.
you got any burning topics, JB? Anything else, or?
No, I think we're at the top of the hour now, aren't we? So
Well, I was just
there's
gonna, I'll tell you what, I was gonna talk about another YouTuber.
Ooh.
Did you, and I just seen it from our little chats there, and I didn't even know it. Sean James Cameron's moved to Wales and taken up a whole new, and that's a kind of big thing, because I guess he's got to look for an allotment if he wants to kind of keep growing, and you know what I mean? But he's getting some great, like, figures, I
Yeah.
noticed, like, on, and good luck to him, do you know what I mean? He kind of, he's been there from the start. So if anybody hasn't seen Sean, he's up and left, because he's been in London for a long time there. So it's just a kind of,
Yeah, he had all sorts of ups and downs with his channel, didn't he? And like, well, I think all his videos got deleted or something like that, and he had to kind of
I'm not
start
sure.
again from scratch. And yeah, he's clearly had good success doing a kind of new vlog series. So, like I say, best of luck to him.
Yes. So less it'll be go over there and see, because like, he's just getting thousands of views. Do you know what I mean? Which is excellent, to be honest. I wouldn't wish that. You know what I mean? Anyone who does this kind of, that's all we want. You know what I mean? Is people who look at the videos. So, well, I think that's kind of it, JB. Have you just been quick? Have you got rain? Because we have got so much rain here. It's just spoiling the day totally. No rain, nothing.
I do know. Well, it's looking pretty grim. We had a gorgeous weekend, though. It was really
Right.
nice. Sunday, I just went for a walk and just spent a bit of time down there, and bliss.
We're
Saturday
getting
was
rain
okay.
and snow today. So it's
Yeah, there's
raining
no
while
rain
it's
here, but
snowing.
the
It's
sky's very
lovely.
yellow. I think
Yeah,
that dust
that's.
is, the dust is coming. You know that we've got all that Saharan dust coming.
All
I think
right.
it's here now.
Right. I wonder if it'll get as far as us then. It always messes up the cars. You know what I mean? The car
Yeah.
windscreens are just like, oh, God, God, God. Yeah, well, it's been lovely. A nice deep discussions there. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
some good stuff.
That's what. JB, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me at Naturally JB on YouTube
And at work,
and
72
Instagram.
hours a week
Slaving away.
there, growing there.
I
Jess, don't give out your postcode. Where can we find you?
know.
There
At Jessie at Plot 37.
you
Again,
are.
Instagram and YouTube.
With sound this week, with audio, have we got audio this?
We have. It's a bit dodgy, but we've got it.
Plenty of voiceover.
There is considerable voiceover this week after disasters, but Yeah, I think I've worked it out, so it shouldn't happen again.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Yes. And Audrey, where can we find you? Because are we uploading videos now, or still just
Yes, I had my
Ginger?
yeah, just going for your
the
ginger
ginger
growing off.
grow long was out last week. So
Yeah.
yeah, so I'm at Real Food Comes Dirty, both at YouTube and Instagram.
Well, there you go. Well, Jess, thank you very much. Audrey, thank you very much.
My
JB, thank you very
pleasure.
much. Been a
Thank you
pleasure.
very
And we'll see
much.
you next week. Flower special.
Our special on Monday.
Yes,
Take care, everyone.
yes.
Bye
Bye,
bye.
folks. Bye.